This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bilal Nichols on Sunday's victory for the Bears, their fifth of the season. This time up against the Carolina Panthers. Had a sack on Teddy Bridgewater. Has done a very good job and is an underrated piece on this Bears defense. And how about the Bears? 5-1 to start the season. No disrespect. I'm very surprised by that. So let's show the Bears in Chicago some love. Bilal Nichols here with us. Bilal, appreciate the time. How you been?
Oh, man. Thank you guys for having me. I've been great. I can't complain at all. Anytime you start off 5-1, you can't complain.
Now, I look at this, and I'm surprised by it. You know, I know you guys have a good defense. There was a lot of question marks with your offense going into the season. I never thought in a million years you guys would be 5-1. You take me through what has made this team so successful through the first 6 games of the 2020 season.
Well, that's a little disappointing to hear that you never would have thought that, but, you know, that's all good. But I just say our grit, man. We're a gritty team. I mean, if you look at a lot of the wins we have this year, we were in some dogfights. We were just able to pull it out. You know, one thing about our team is we got a bunch of fighters. Like, we never give up. So, you know, you can never count us out of the game.
What type of team did you guys think inside that locker room? Because what I say doesn't matter. What national people say, it doesn't matter. It's what you guys believe in with the team that you have. You guys thought you had what going into this year?
Well, we knew we were going to be a talented team, and we knew, like, this is going to be our year to make things happen. You know, we have a pretty great defense. It's loaded with, you know, all pro potential on every level. And we knew that coming in. And, you know, as a defense, we wanted to, you know, take a step forward and do a lot better than we did last year. You know, last year we didn't have as good of a year as we had in 2018. So, you know, we wanted to come out and have, you know, a similar season like the one we did in 2018, if not better.
What did you learn about this team in the offseason coming off the disappointment from last year, Bilal Nichols?
It was funny because you could see the hunger. That was one thing. Like, right after we played our last game against Minnesota in Minnesota, you could see, like, it was definitely hunger. Like, everybody looked like they were going to attack the offseason hard because they weren't satisfied with how well we did. So, and then we fast forward into the offseason. You know, everything with COVID hit. But guys stayed determined. We were still on Zoom calls. We were still communicating with each other. The D-line was still communicating with the linebackers. Like, it was crazy. Like, the effort was insane. And you just felt that, you know, if we were going to have a season, because at the time we didn't know that it was going to be a special one for us.
Does the outside noise, and I know there was a lot of factors going into the season, you talking about COVID-19 and all the uncertainty, but it gave a lot of time for people to talk about what they think about the NFL and preview the season. Did you guys hear that outside noise, how a lot of people weren't too hot on you? And does that motivate you guys at all at any?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, as a professional athlete, things like that motivate you. Just hearing that, you know, people didn't expect things out of us or great things at that, you know, that definitely added the chip to the shoulder. You know, like I said, we have a lot of talent on our football team, and we know we have, but we just know that last year things just didn't work out our way. So, you know, we were definitely determined to show people how talented we are and what we can do when everybody's fully healthy and, you know, when we all playing on the same page.
Bilal Nichols here with us from the 5-1 Bears. That has a nice ring to it if you're a Bears fan. You know, even with you guys being at 5-1, and you know me, I wasn't optimistic on you guys going into the year, but Now I think you guys will be a playoff team. You know, easy to say after you guys get off to a 5-1 start. But to people that don't believe in this team still, what's the message to the non-believers?
Just stay on that side. You know, just stay over there, because one thing about us is we not feeding into any of the news, or we're not looking at our record, and we're not satisfied with anything that we've done this far. We're still looking to improve, and we're still looking to be better and better. And that's what you got to love about our team. You know, nobody's complacent with where we at right now. You know, everybody's still coming in looking to get better and better. It's crazy because even the people, like everybody in our building, is way more detailed now than we were before the season even started. And that's just because when you win and you're putting together good performances, you want to keep those habits up. It's easy to get complacent. So everybody's doing a good job of staying locked in and just taking each game one at a time.
Bilal Nichols here with us. Bears 5-1 coming off their Sunday victory against the Panthers. Back-to-back victories, taking down the Bucks and the Panthers. And this upcoming weekend, little Monday Night Football action going up against the Rams in L.A. Before we get to the Rams, I got to ask you about your quarterback in Nick Foles. You're in the locker room. We've seen the magical ride that he's been on before in Philadelphia. What is it like to be a part of what Nick Foles is doing right now? And what stands out to you seeing how he operates each and every day?
Oh, man, it's amazing. You know, he comes in, he works hard, right? He just puts in the work. It's crazy. One thing I'll say about Nick is, man, the guy knows how to win. One thing about Nick, he gonna find a way to win. And guys like that, you love playing with, you love having them around you, you love them being on the team, because that stuff is like a, you know, that stuff spreads. You know, that stuff becomes a part of the culture, just finding a way to win. And, you know, that's what he does very well.
Would you say that this team believes a little bit more extra? Now, I know you said you were confident going into the season, but with Nick replacing Mitch Trubisky, is there a greater sense of belief in that locker room?
I mean, I think it's pretty much the same as when the season started. You know, whoever was going to be our quarterback didn't really play a role in, you know, how much our team believed. We knew that with either guy, we were going to be okay. You know, just because of the work that they both put in. You know, Mitch puts in great work too. Nick, they both do. They work hand in hand with each other. So, you know, it was, you know, our belief didn't change at all, because with either guy, we knew we were have an opportunity to, you know, start fast and get to the Super Bowl.
Well, Al Nichols here with us. You believe this team could win a Super Bowl this year?
Yes, I do. Without a doubt, I feel like we built for it, and I feel like we match up well against a lot of other teams.
And you know what I like about you guys? You know, I know that the defense is the identity of this team. You know, I think the way that you guys win games this year, it's going to be a lot like what we saw the last 2 weeks, you know, in that 20-19, 23-16 type of game. You know, this defense has to thrive off being the main show there in Chicago. I know it's a three-stage game. You need all three stages to win. But this defense, it's really the bread and butter of this team.
Yeah, we take pride in that. I mean, when you think of Chicago and you think of Chicago football, you always think defense. You know, you have so many legendary players that came from our defensive side, as well as the offense. But, you know, it's a lot of names that stick out on that defensive side. And, you know, we take great pride in that. And, you know, we know how the city of Chicago loves a great defense. And, you know, that motivates us. And we're going to continue to bring good, you know, physical football to Chicago.
Khalil Mack, we know one of the better defensive players in the NFL. As a younger player in this league, what have you been able to learn from Khalil Mack?
Oh, man, I've been able to learn a lot. I mean, one thing about Khalil is that man, dude works extremely hard. You know, even if I remember, I always tell this story because, you know, this is my first real interaction with him. I remember when we first got him back in my rookie year and first day at practice. Dude is like going crazy at practice, like sprinting all over the field, chasing the ball 50 yards down the field. Mind you, he just signed that big deal. So he's like going crazy. He's all over the field. And I'm sitting there looking at him like, man, this dude just signed like the richest, you know, defensive contract in NFL history. And he out here playing like he ain't signed nothing at all. So that spoke a lot to me about what type of dude he was. And that motivated me. And, you know, stuff like that is contagious around the team. Like, you feel that. This dude out here, you know, you know, getting the contract that he got, but he's still out here performing at a high level every day in practice. Like, why am I not, you know? So, you know, it's just things like that. That was my first impression on Khalil, though.
And someone I also like in your defense, there's a lot of things to like in your defense. Akeem Hicks, he's been such an underrated player in this league for a long time.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. Akeem is a straight-out dog. You know, he's helped me a lot along the way. He's definitely, you know, the reason why I've been able to have some of the early success I've had in my career so far. You know, he holds me to a high standard. You know, it's funny, even when we have partners and stuff like that in practice, we always choose each other. We always work with each other because we're always trying to make each other better. And I have a huge respect for him. And I always tell him, like, you know how his career was. You know, I'll be blessed to have a similar career like his, where he's been able to put together great years and great film of football on over the course of the years.
If I ask you to describe yourself, Bilal Nichols, how do you describe yourself for people that aren't familiar with you?
Hard-working person. Like, work ethic is out of this world. One thing I've always, you know, been proud of about myself is that I was never, like, the most talented, most athletic or anything like that. But one thing about me was I was going to try to outwork everybody I was competing with. And that's just how it is with me. You know, I'm going to come in every day. I'm going to work hard. And none of my success that I've had so far in my career is by accident. You know, I've earned that. I've earned the opportunity to be in those situations and make those plays because of how hard I work in the offseason.
How'd you end up at Delaware? Now, Delaware's put some successful players in the National Football League, but take me through the path to get to Delaware.
It's kind of funny. So pretty much my whole life, I was a basketball player. I really didn't start playing football until like my junior year of high school.
Wow.
So really, like, when I was like a junior, I took football serious because I was pretty much a basketball player. And then I ended up getting, like, after that junior year, I ended up getting interest from a lot of D1AA schools. But I was kind of late to the curve because I was, a junior playing for the first time. So I was pretty raw and just athletic. So, a lot of teams were interested in me, but they just didn't know me because I had just started playing. So, I ended up getting my first offer from Delaware. I actually finished, like, only with a few offers. I think I only had about 3 or 4 offers coming out of high school. That was Delaware, James Madison, Bucknell. And that was pretty much it. So, I just took the opportunity at Delaware because at the time we had a great coaching staff. I believed in the coaches. And then I seen, like, the amount of people that they were putting in the NFL from a D1AA program. And I was impressed with that, as well as the academic program there. So, you know, all that played a role. And then I knew I was still going to be close to my family. They still was going to be able to come to my game. So, you know, all of that played a role in my decision. But I really didn't have any options coming out of high school.
So if I would have told you when you were in high school, you know, you being a basketball player and picking up football late, that in a few years you would be in your third year in the NFL playing at a pretty productive level with the Bears, what would you have told me in that moment?
I would have thought you was lying, to be honest. I really would have thought that because I for the longest I didn't see football as a part of my future, and that's why, it's such a blessing to be able to be in this position, and to know that, one thing what made me play football was the fact that I always enjoyed football, but I felt like I never gave myself an opportunity to play it, and I used to talk to my uncle about it, and he used to tell me you don't ever want to have regrets when you get older. Like, if you had that point in your life where, you're 16, 17 years old, if you want to try something out, try it. You know, if you want to try a new sport, try it. You know, and, so that way, when you get older, it's not a situation where you feel like you regret not trying anything. So, and that's kind of how football happened for me, and it took off from there.
When did you develop that belief, and when did you start to think, okay, I picked it up late, but now I'm pretty damn good at this. I could play at that next level and play in the NFL.
It was probably like after my junior year of high school, because after my junior year, I started having a lot of schools come into my high school, and there wasn't really no basketball schools coming in to talk to me. So, I started just working a little harder on the football, and gradually I started to pull away from basketball, and like my main focus became football because I seen that's where my future was going to be. So I would say, like, after I finished my junior year of high school, once I started to, you know, get the college letters and college coaches start coming in to talk to me.
So be honest with me, Bilal Nichols. What was the scouting report like if you had to self-scout yourself as a basketball player?
Man, I would say I was pretty average. Power forward, very limited, though. Couldn't really dribble the way I wanted to. Had a decent shot, but not good enough to really live out there on the wing. So I feel like the transfer over to football made things a lot easier for me because I ain't had too much going for me in basketball.
Seems like you were a guy, you know, get the ball down low, put in 10 points, like 10 elbows, probably 20 rebounds, safe to say?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yes, most definitely. I love the physicality of it. I was definitely that type of guy. It's funny you say that.
We talk the same language. That's my basketball skills as well. Wrap it up with Bilal Nichols. So you got the Rams coming up on Monday Night Football. What stands out to you about this Rams offense? Because they didn't have a great performance on Sunday, so you know they're going to come out hungry.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't play the way they wanted to, but one thing about them is they're a determined bunch, and we know we're going to get their best shot. I feel like we're developing a little rivalry with the Rams. Ever since I've been here in Chicago, we've played them on primetime games. My rookie year, we played them Sunday night. Last year, we played them Sunday night. Then this year, we played them Monday night. So, we're developing a little rivalry with them. But one thing I know about them is they have weapons. You can never sleep on them. They got a great quarterback. They got great receivers around the quarterback. They got a good old line. So, you know, we gotta come out and play our brand of football and just let everything else take care of everything else.
Your offensive line better be ready to go going up against Donald. As a fellow defensive lineman, that dude's just unreal.
Yeah, man. Hey, I mean, shoot, I watched tape on the guy. He's an absolute animal. He's a dog. But I think our guy's going to be ready. They're gonna come to work this week. They know they got a huge task on their hand, but I think they're prepared for it.
Well, good luck, good health. We're now big Bilal Nichols fans. Really did enjoy hearing your story and hearing about the Bears this year. Thanks so much. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.